Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach Gimel, and we are at the last word on the bottom of daf Samach Beis Amid Beis Gufa. Am Rav Ami Zibech v'Kiter v'Niseich behelam echad enoy chayev elachas. So the Mishnah said, Ha'oved avodas kechavim is chayev skila. And what's the definition of ha'oved avodas kechavim? Echad ha'oved. Ve'echad ha'mizabeach, ve'echad ha'mekater, ve'echad ha'menaseich, ve'echad ha'mishtachave, ve'echad ha'mekabloi, olav leiloi, ka, ve'ho'imer loi, eliyota. So those are the examples of someone who's oved avodah zarah, for which he's going to be chayev skila. And the Mishnah gives a whole list of examples where someone's oved avodah zarah, he's not chayev skila, he's only oved loi saseh. So Rav Ami said, if somebody serves an avodah zarah, b'shoigeg, in many of the ways mentioned in the Mishnah. So he was a veach, he did aktara, he was menasech something to the avodah zarah, and he did it all behelam echad, meaning it was one mistake that caused him to do all three. In a chayev ala achas, he's only going to be chayev one chatas. There was a havamina that maybe he should be chayev a separate chatas for each one of the avodas that he did. That's Rav Ami's chiddush. Amar Abayo, my time the Rav Ami. What's the makor to Rav Ami? Amar Krot, the pasuk says loisa avdem. Now Rashi says, where does it say loisa avdem? For loisa avdem yisei ksivi. It says it many times in the Torah, as we mentioned in the Hakdama. There's many times in the Torah. It's countless times that the Torah talks about the lav of avodah zarah. So one of the times that it says loisa avdem is the azara. It's the lav for the isra avodah zarah. Which means then that it's one loisase that includes in it zibeich, v'kiter, v'niseich, being that it's one loisase, it's considered a shem echad, one lav, as it relates to the chi of chata. Says the Gemara, kosev ason kulan avoyda achas miyam, Rabbaye hochi. But could Rabbaye have said that? So it was Rav Ami who said zibeich, v'kiter, v'niseich, behelim echad, en echay v'ala achas. And Abaye explained. He said, my time with Rav Ami, he said, pshat Rav Ami. It sounds at first glance like Abaye agrees with Rav Ami. But the kash is, v'am Rabbaye, why does it have to say three times in the Torah that one is not allowed to bow down to an avodah zarah? Since shtachava is one of the avodas that were mentioned in the Mishnah, one is not allowed to do for avodah zarah. And Abaye said that if you go through the psukim, it says shtachava three times. Now Rashi mentions what the three times Abaye is referring to. Rashi grada asks Akasha. He says that if you look, there's a fourth time. Rashi says the fourth time is in the Dibur Shniyos. And the Dibur Shniyos don't count. Because the second time that Aseres HaDibros is mentioned in Parashas Vaschanan, it's really Chazaras Hashir of what Yidden had already heard in Parashas Yisroel. So you can't learn anything from the Dibur Shniyos. I saw the Margolos Sayam, he has a whole Arichas. Number one, there are lochas we learn from the Dibur Shniyos. It says Zohar Siyem HaShabbos Lekatshoy by the Dibur Shniyos. It says Shomer Siyem HaShabbos Lekatshoy by the Dibur Shniyos. And the truth is that it's not just the Aseres HaDibros in Sefer Dvarim that's Mishnah Torah, that's a chazara of what was said already earlier, but the entire Mishnah Torah was that way. So you're going to tell me that you can't learn out any halachas from a pasuk in Parashas Dvarim? Needless to say, he has many mar mekaymas where you could. So at first glance, it's a little bit of a shver Rashi, but either way, Abaye said there are three ishtachavoyes that you could learn something from. What do we learn from there? Achas l'kedarka. One is to tell me that if the derech is to serve this avodah zarah through ishtachavoy, and you do that, you're going to be chayiv. The achas l'shuloy kedarka. Even if the derech is not to serve this avodah zarah with the shtach avoy, you're going to be chayiv. Va'achas lechalik. And the third one's coming to tell me that if a person is mishtachaveh to an avodah zarah and he does zvicha and he does kitor, he does nisech and he does the mo behelam echad, you're not chayiv achas, but rather lechalik. You're going to be chayiv achatas for each avodah that you did for the avodah zarah. So what do you see? Abaye doesn't agree with Rav Ami. So how could Abaye be the one that said my time to Rav Ami? If you see Abaye himself said something that blatantly contradicted what Rav Ami said. Zok de Gemara, Abaye didn't really agree with what Rav Ami said. However, the Dvar of the Rav Ami come of Lele Sfirle. He was still explaining Pshat Rav Ami. Just because he doesn't agree with Rav Ami doesn't mean he doesn't have a right to comment on something that Rav Ami said. Zok de Gemara, Guf Omer Abaye, Sholei Shtach Avoyes B'Avodas Kechavim. Why do you have to say the lav of the Shtach Avoy three times by Avodah Zarah? Achas HaKedarka wants to tell me that there's an Issur Shtach Avoy if someone bows down to an Avodah Zarah, where the derech is to serve it with the shtach avoy. Va'achas l'shaloi kedarka, va'achas l'chalik. Freik the Gemara, l'kedarka. I need one of these psukim of the shtach avoy to tell me that you're not allowed to worship an avodah zarah with Hishtachava, if the derech is to serve with Hishtachava, Me'echa Yabdu Agoyim O'ele Nafka. We know all avoidas are asr to an avoidasara if you do the derech. The whole chiddush of Hishtachava and Zibich, Vekitev, and Nisach is that even if it's not the derech necessarily to worship this avoidasara in that way, and you do it, these are considered universal forms of avoidasara, and therefore it's going to be a problem. But if we're discussing Kedarka, if someone's payer lebal pa'ar, he's going to be over because it's the derech. If someone's zayrik evan lemarkulis, he's going to be over because that's the derech. So why do I need a special pasuk to tell me that there's an iser shtachava where it's kederech? So the Gemara, you're right. Ela achas kederka v'shaloi kederka. V'achas l'shaloi kederka. V'achas l'chalik. So which one are we changing? The first one. The first one is not kederka, but rather it's kederka v'shaloi kederka. Rashi explains that about if the derech was to serve the savay d'zara with the shtachava, I wouldn't need a pasuk for that. The chiddush is where it's shaloi kederka, but it's not mamish shaloi kederka. It's a little bit kederka. It's kederka v'shaloi kederka. It's kederka in the sense that the derech was to serve the savay d'zara b'derech kovid. But not in this derech of COVID. Not in the derech of Ishtachava. They would do something else bakovidic to it. Maybe gifuth, nishuk, but not Ishtachava. So, first pasuk tells me that even though it's shalei kedarka, being that it's kedarka vishalei kedarka, you at least got it right from a big picture standpoint. You're serving it b'derech COVID when the derech is to serve it b'derech COVID, you're going to be chayiv. Then I have another pasuk tell me even a bigger chiddush, that even if it's shalei kedarka mamish, where the derech was to serve it b'derech bezoyin, and you're serving it b'derech kovid, even that kind of shalei kedarka, you'll be chayav for. And then finally, the third one is to argue with Rav Ami and to tell me l'chalik. The Mishnah said, "I'm a kabli all of beilei ha," meaning ka'oymer loy eli ato. The halacha is that in and of itself is going to be enough for the person to be chayav skiva. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Rabu, Amar Rav Kibin Shomav eli ato. If somebody goes over to Ravi Dazara and he says eli ato chayav, he's going to be chayav. Says Gemara Lomar. Ilik tala. Did Rav Nachman mean to say that he's going to be chayiv skila masnizani? That's the Mishnah. This Mishnah is discussing the Niskalim, and it says clearly, Yo'imre Eliyata. So you see, chayiv skila. I don't need an Amoira to tell me something that's a Mefurish Mishnah. Elo the carbon. What it means to say is that if somebody would do a Bishoigig, he'd be chayiv carbon. Zokti Gemara, Vafilu the Rabbanon. And do you mean to say that that's going to be true even according to the Rabbanon? Now, who's the Rabbanon? So Rashi says the Rabbanon are mentioned in the Mesechtes Krisus, Tavzayin Amadbez. Machlik is over there, Rabbi Kivin the Rabbanon. If someone is Megadev Bishoigig, if someone's Mevorech Es Hashem, he's Megadev B'shoigig. Does he bring a Chatas or does he not bring a Chatas? Rabbi Akiva says a Megadev brings a Korban Chatas. The Chachomim say a Megadev does not bring a Chatas because a Megadev is a Lav She'im by Maisa. And just like there's an idea of Lav She'im by Maisa in Loikin Olav, there's such a halacha regarding Chatas as well. That if somebody does something, she's Doine Koris B'shoigig, even though ordinarily he's supposed to bring a Korban Chatas, but if you do it without a Maisa, you don't bring a Korban Chatas. So says the Gemara, when Rav Nachman said the name Rav Ravu, who said the name of Rav, that if somebody says Eliyato, Yechayiv Chatos, did he mean even according to Rabbanon? Hagam the Rabbanon usually hold that you don't bring a Chatos if you do something without a Maisa, and this L'chayra is a lav she'im by Maisa. If you say Eliyato, it's Dibur Ba'alma. Dibur is not a Maisa. But time you learn to the Braisa, in Yechayiv El Aldova she'esh by Maisa, you only bring a Chatos if you do an Avera she'esh by Maisa. Kigoyin Zivuach, Vekitor, Venisuch, Vehishtachava. Vamarishlokish, said, man tana shtachava, who the tana this Braisa? That says that you bring a carbon Chatos, Vehishtachava, Rabbi Akiva, he, Dama loy be'in and Maisa, a little bit of a Chiddush. Rishlokish understood that a shtachava is not considered a Maisa. Usually you would think a shtachava is a Maisa. You're doing something. But I mean that you're only bending yourself, it's not really considered a maisa. But in kamakoyma, the bottom line is that ishtachava is not a maisa. And Reish Lakish said that it's only Rabbi Akiva that holds that you bring a carbon chatos if you do a lav she'im by maisa b'shoigig michla. What do you see from there? The Rabbanon Tzavri be'inan maisa. So how could you say that Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ravu, Amar Rav said that if someone says Eliyata b'shoigig, you didn't bring chatos afilu the Rabbanon. I know from Reish Lakish that it's only Rabbi Akiva that holds that Megadev b'shoigig brings a chatos. That if somebody's over a lav she'im by maisa, she's doinay kares b'shoigig bring a chatos. But according to Rabbanon, not. It's like Marina Chanami, Rav Nami, the Rabbi Akiva Kamar. Maybe he only meant according to Rabbi Akiva. How do you know that this member from Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Ravu, Amar Rav was going according to Rabbanim. Maybe he was only going according to Rabbi Akiva. But the Gemara says, I'll tell you why I didn't think it's going according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva Pshita, that's also Pashit. Hainu Megadif. If according to Rabbi Akiva, Megadish B'Shoigi has to bring a Karban Chatas, why would I think that Ha'ime Eliyat B'Shoigi doesn't bring a Chatas? The Gemara, I'll tell you. I would have thought, Adkan Mechayv Rabbi Akiva Karban Elba Megadif. Maybe even Rabbi Akiva is sensitive to the idea that you don't bring a Chatas for a Lav She'im by Maisa B'Shoigi. I, Rabbi Akiva, holds Mefurish, Christus Tav Zayin Amar Aleph, that a Megadif B'Shoigi does bring a Chatas. It could be over there, it's different. The chsiv bekaris. Because the Torah says mefurish that if somebody's megadif, he's chayiv karis. So being that the Torah said mefurish and megadif is chayiv karis, somehow that plays a role in saying that a megadif b'shoigig will bring a carbon chatas. Aval hocha delois chsiv bekaris, but ha'oimer eliyata. The fact that he's considered an oivet avodah zarah, which is not mefurish anywhere, or even ishtachava, maybe, which is not mefurish anywhere, e moloi, kamash molon, de iskush, e iskush, that even though it's not mefurish, but there is a hekish, dechsiv, vayishtachavuloi, vayizbechuloi, this is by the cheto ego, we're going to get into this pasuk in a minute, vayoimru, eila lehecha yisrael, asher halucha meretz mitzrayim. Say, eila lehecha yisrael, that's the Yidden worshipping the eagle, they said, Eliyata, and it says it together with Vayizbechuloi. So just like Vayizbechuloi is a Maisa, Eile Elihecha al-Goponim, according to Rabbi Akiva, is a Maisa. Not only is it a Maisa, but it's as if it's written in the Torah. It's not Mefurish in the Torah, like Megadif, where it's Mefurish that he's Chayiv Karis. But it is Mefurish enough, because via the Hekish, we relate it to Zvicha. And a zoveach, that's clearly mefurish in the Torah, zoveach lelehim yachram, v'la yizbucho oida sevcheim lesirim, so makish ha'oimer eliyata to zvicha, and just like zvicha, according to Rabbi Akiva, the halach is if you do it b'shoigig, you're going to be chayiv chata, so too ha'oimer eliyata, if you do it b'shoigig, you're going to be chayiv chata. Either way, so we just mentioned over here a pasuk that describes one of the many psukim in the Torah that describe the Yidin sinning by the Chet Egel. So the Gemara is going to digress for a moment with a Maimer Agada. So what's the pasuk again? The pasuk is in Sefer Shmos. It's Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Ches. It's in Parshas Kisisa. So the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe." So after everything took place by the Chet Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu's top of the mountain. He just took from Hashem the Luchas Rishonis. Hashem comes to Moshe and he tells him, Lech raid, kishichas amcha shehalisa meretz Mitzrayim. Go down, raid migdulascha, soru mahir min aderech hashetzivisa. I want you to know that the Yidden, they went off the road really quickly. Asu lehem egel masecha, they made an egel. Vayishtachavulei, they bowed down to it. Vayizbuchulei, they shechted to it. Vayoymru, and they said to the egel, Eila lehecha Yisroel, asher he'elucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Zok the Gemara, or Gemara Nifla, if you've never heard this. Am Rabbi Yochanan, il mali vav shebehelucha, nischaivu rishoyim shal Yisroel kloya. Where not for the fact that the Yidden said, Eila lehecha Yisroel, asher he'elucha, with a vav, hey ayin lamid vav endachof me eretz Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael would have been chayiv kloya. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefilas vayichal Moshe's pnei Hashem lekem. It wouldn't have helped. Nothing would have helped. The reason that they were able to krich harois from the mess of the chet ha'egel because there was a mitigating factor. Because they didn't say asher hel lucha without the vav. They added the vav, and the vav was the game changer. Well, how did the vav change anything? So Zok Rashi, the holy kafru by Kodesh Baruch Hu Legamri. The fact that they used the vav, there was a suggestion of a Lashon Rabbin, which meant that they weren't saying that the eagle is in and of itself what took Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Rather, har shatfu b'davar achar. What they did was, they said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim. Anoichi Hashem alekecha asher tzisicha meretz Mitzrayim. That was the first thing they heard by Maamid Arsinai. But they were oivet avodah zarah in the sense that they attributed part of the fact that you left Mitzrayim to the eagle. So it was hachalucha b'loshin rabim, but they weren't suggesting that it was all the chat to eagle. That's the only reason they were able to creep out of this. But otherwise, nischaivu rishem shal yisrael kloya, they would have had no chance. It was only because it was merely shituf that they were able to. But the Gemara says ketanei. Really, it's machlekes tana. Achirim moimrim. Who's achirim? Rameir. El moli vav shalucha nischaivu rishem shal yisrael kloya. Were it not for the vav, klal yisrael would have chayiv kloya. They would have never gotten out of their mess. The reason is because it would have been kfira avodah zarah mamash. Being that they said asher alucha, they were acknowledging Hashem and the role that Hashem played in the fact that they left Mitzrayim. They were just being meshatif tovaracha. They were saying that the eagle also played a role. And therefore, they were able to. Amalei Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, No way. Shenemer bilti l'Hashem levadi. By the way, this is the Makarta Shitov. Zoveach l'lehim yachram. Spoke to that on Friday. But the point is bilti l'Hashem levadi. So you can't tell me that because it was Shitov, that's why they weren't chayav kloya. Because if it was Shitov, they vaita should have been chayav kloya. So what does the Vav mean? If the Vav is not coming to tell me Shitov, what does it mean? She'ivu elohus harbe. What it means is that they wanted other Avodah Zarah as well. So they were worshipping one Avodah Zarah. But Rashi says, af elohus acherim v'kiblu aleim. They were makabel at that time other Avodah Zarah as well. Either way, a machlekes, acherim, and Reb Shimon Ha'Yichai, why the Vav in the words, Eila lehechi Yisrael asher ha'lucha me'aretz Mitzrayim. According to acherim, it's coming to teach me that the Yidin were clearly worshipping the Egel, but at the same time, they were also worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was Shitov. And it's because it was only Shitov that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos were answered. Had it not been Shitov, Neschaivu Rishayim Shal Yisrael Kloya. Rav Shimon Ba'Yichai argued, Rav Shimon Ba'Yichai said that if it was Shitov, they would have been Chayev Kloya. So what does the Vav mean? It means that in addition to the Egel, they were somehow Nichshol in other Avodah Zarah as well. The obvious kasha is, so according to Rav Shimon Ba'Yichai, why weren't they Chayev Kloya? Manavshach. If they would have been Chayev Kloya, had it been Shitov, then they certainly should be Chayev Kloya. If it wasn't Shitov, how's Rav Shimon Ba'Yichai making it better? He says, Acherim, you're telling me that because there's a Vav, the implication is it was Shitov, and that's why they were spared. Otherwise, they would have never been spared if it was real Avodah Zarah. So Rav Shimon Ba'Yichai, no way. If it's Shitov, Zevech, Yochram, Bilti L'Hashem Levadi, they would be to Yochram, they would have been killed. There's nothing to talk about. If it's Shitov, they would have been killed. So what then does the Vav mean? It means something else. The problem is, if it's not Shitov, then it's real Avodah Zarah. If it's real Avodah Zarah, you would think they certainly should be killed. Says the Adrama, a chiddush noira. He says something that's sorich in gadol. That Pshan Rav Shimon Ba'Yichai is, Rav Shimon Ba'Yichai holds that Shitov is more chomer than regular Avodah Zarah. And Enochinami, davka by Shitov, it's zoveach lelehim yachram. You find this lashon of cherem, they're going to be completely wiped out. But Enochinami, by ordinary Avodah Zarah, you don't find that. And that's what Rav Shimon Ba'Yichai said. It can't be, it was Shitov. Because if it was Shitov, it would have been over. Norvas, what it was regular, ordinary Avodah Zarah. Being that it was regular, ordinary Avodah Zarah, it's actually less chomer, and that's why they were able to creep out. If you take a look in the Marsha, in the Chiddushi Agadis, Marsha clearly is not happy with this Chiddush of the Yad Ramah, and the Marsha says a different shot. He says a little bit of a doichik, but he says you have to say that when Reb Shimon Ba'Yichai said that the pshat in the Vav is she'ivu elohus harbe, that's where the punchline is. That's what we need to properly understand. And the Marsha says that he thinks that what Reb Shimon Ba'Yichai was coming to say was that the Yidden really never did real Avodah Zarah. And he references the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. He brings it a little bit different than the way we have it. But the Dor Enosh, when they made the mistake originally and they were the first ones to worship Avodah Zarah, it didn't come from a place of them not believing in Hashem. They believed in Hashem. There was no question about that. So why were they over Avodah Zarah? So the Rambam says that they thought that being that the Shemesh and the Yareach and the Kechavim, they're all Tzva HaShemayim, they're all ministers of Hashem. So maybe Hashem gets covered when we go and we worship their right-hand men. It's a covet to the king when his ministers are being discovered. And that's why they were Eved Avodah Zarah. Marsha seems to be saying it maybe a little bit differently. The Marsha says that they believed in Hashem, but at the same time, they thought that maybe Hashem gave over Koiches to Elohus Arbe. But the bottom line is that they were never Koifer Bakadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't even Nichshol in Shit. That's what Reb Shimon Ba'Yichai is trying to say. So what did they do? What was the whole point of the Egel? The point in the Egel was they thought the Egel had koyach. Avada the koyach came from Hashem. So avada they believed Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Etzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. But at the same time, they also believed in the koyach of the Egel. And they said, Eila Lehecha Yisrael Asher Halucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. They believed in that as well. But the bottom line is that it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. Because had it been real Avodah Zarah, if Shituf was too much for the Yidden to be able to get over, then certainly, had it been real Avodah Zarah, they wouldn't have been able to get over it as well. The Marsha says that it could be right after the Maisa of the Egel. So what's the next thing Moshe Rabbeinu says? Vayomer Moshe l'Hashem, Re'a to'omer elai, ha'alas ha'om hazeh. Re'a to'omer elai, ha'alas ha'om hazeh. So the Marsha says, what was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to say? He was trying to defend the Yidden. He was the defense attorney. He was trying to say that I think you're reading too much into this. You think that they were attributing koiches to the Egel? He says, I'm the one that was appointed the shlich to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Do you think that Klal Yisrael thought that I had real koiches? Of course not. I was the shlich. I was the emissary. I was the in-between between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the one to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. I wasn't here. Vayaram ki boishesh Moshe. They thought I wasn't alive. They needed somebody else to take them. And that's all they meant when they said, Ela Elohecha Yisrael Asher Halucha Meretz Mitzrayim. Just like Re'eh, look Hashem, Ata Oimer Eilai Ha'alos Omazah. It's that same Ha'alos Omazah that they were referring to when they said Asher Halucha Meretz Mitzrayim. Either way, we're going to get back to this a little bit later, but a little bit more Gemara. Aval HaMegathif, HaMenashif, HaMechavit, HaMerabit. Those were examples of Avodah Zarah where it's an Isra Avodah Zarah. Certainly, there's a loisa say, but it's not skila. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Yom Rabbi Lazar, Akulam Leike. All the different Avodah Zarahs mentioned in the Mishnah. If somebody's over, he gets Malkus. It's a loisa say, he's going to get Malkus. Chutz mi anoyde b'shmoy, v'hamakayim b'shmoy. Except for two. The Mishnah said, if somebody makes a neder in the name of Avodah Zarah, or if somebody makes a shvu in the name of Avodah Zarah, see, even though he's over a loisa say, what's the loisa say? Lo yishom al picha. We'll see a lot more about that in Amud Beis. But he's not going to get Malkus. Say the word. Ma'ishna anoyde b'shmoy, v'hamakayim b'shmoy, d'loy loki. How come anoyde b'shmoy, v'hamakayim b'shmoy, you don't get Malkus? B'shom d'habli lav shein by meis. Because it's a lav shein by meis. Hani nami. You shouldn't get Malkus for, therefore, for any one of the forms of avodah mentioned in the Mishnah. Why? Because lavsha beklolusu. They ain't loikin al lavsha beklolus. Because the rule is you don't get malchus on lavsha beklolus. What does lavsha beklolus mean? So in this context, what it means is there's one pasuk loisa of them, which we saw on the top of the amud, is koilal in it all different types of avodah. So if loisa of them, which is one pasuk, means you can't shech, you can't do aktara, you can't do nisuch, no gifuf, no nishuk, etc., etc. All forms of avodah are going to be aser, but it's many interpretations of one pasuk. That's a lav shabakolos. So if the Torah says don't eat nevela means don't eat nevela. Doesn't mean five different things. It means one thing. When the Torah says don't eat chazer, it means don't eat chazer. So that's an ordinary lav. A lav shabakolos is when the Torah says one thing, but it really means many things. A lot of things included in the one thing that's it. That's a lav shabakolos, and the rule is ain't loikin a lav shabakolos. There's a whole bunch of things where you don't get mal. Lav shein b'maisa, lav shein b'klase, lav shein nidin lazarus mises bet. This is another one. Lav shabakolos, not as well known as some of the others, but lav shabakolos ain't loikin. So the Gemara's kasha is that just like there's no malchus by a noyde b'shmoy v'kayin b'shmoy, despite the fact that we're dealing with avodah zarah, we're dealing with something so chomer. Why? Because even avodah zarah is subject to the rules and regulations of ordinary malchus, which is lav she'ein b'maisa ein loikinov. If that's the case, you should never get malchus for the Gemara because of lav shebeklolus. The time b'nayin loichem anabehim akin shteitz anaf shebeloisa says. What's the makar to the idea that you don't get malchus for lav shebeklolus? So the Gemara is the following brice. Brice says, how do you know if you eat from a behema before the behemah dies, that you chayv malchus? Talmud lo imad lo yisoichlu al adam. You can't eat from an animal while it has its dam. And we know ki adam hu hanefesh. So that's another way of saying lo yisoichlu al hanefesh while it's still alive. You see, for me, not eat from an animal while it's alive. Now, if you eat from an animal, isn't that even menachay? We said even menayach is not let a eat even menachay. It's talking about where it was mifar cheses. It's talking about where the animal was really alive. It meaning it had shechita. It just so happened that it didn't die yet. Even there, where it's not nevela, it's not even menachai maybe, but still loisoichlu al hadam. Davarach loisoichlu adam. Another thing that's learned from the pasuk loisoichlu al hadam loisoichlu basar. Vadayin dam b'mizrak a kachim alocha. That you're not allowed to eat the meat of kachim if the zrika wasn't done yet. So if the dam is still in the mizrak, still in the basin, they haven't done the zrika yet, you're not allowed to eat from the basar. Another halacha, how do you know that there's no sudas havra for somebody that was killed by bezin? Talmud loyma, loyseichlu al adam. If somebody was killed, the halacha is loyseichlu, referring to the sudas havra. Rabbi Akiva, how do you know the Sanhedrin who paskin that somebody has to get mises bezin? They weren't allowed to eat that day. Talmud loyma, again, loyseichlu al adam. If they're going to kill somebody, if they're going to be shayfech damim, then not allowed to eat. Rabbi Yechanan, what's the azar in the Torah? For Ben Tzayir Umayr, Talmud Loimad, Loiseichlu Al Adam. Ben Tzayir Umayr eats, that's one of the things he does. He's a Zoylel V'Zoyve. He's going to eat, and he's going to be Chayiv Misa for the fact that he ate. So Loiseichlu Al Adam, don't eat in a way that's going to cause you to be Chayiv Skilo. It's going to be cause you to be Chayiv Misa. Either way, the Gemara just brought several Pshatim, several halachas, one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. That's learned out from Leisoich Ol Adam. So, Rav Abin Bar Chiya, V'item Rav Abin Bar Kahana, Al Kulam Enei Loika, that you don't get Malkus for any one of these lavin. And even though they're all lav sheyesh by Maisa, Mishum Dehavali lav shebeklolis. Because it's one pasuk that teaches me many lavin. What's the bottom line? You see, Ein Loikin a lav shebeklolis. So, if Ein Loikin a lav shebeklolis, why is there Malkus in our Mishnah? Elik Yasser Rav, Amr Abelaza, you're right. Al Kulam Enei Loika, you have to say it in the reverse. Really, you don't get Malkus for any of the avodah that's mentioned in the Mishnah. And even though the lav sheyesh by Maisa, it's because it's a lav shebeklolis. Ve'ein loikin a lav shebeklolis. Chutz min anoyde b'shmoy v'amekaya b'shmoy. So we say in the reverse. A noide b'shmoy and a mekayin b'shmoy, those things, being that they're not learned down from loisa of them, they're learned down from loyisham al picha. So it's not a lav shabbat klolis. If it's not a lav shabbat klolis, it's dafka there that there is going to be malchus. But the Gemara asks the obvious follow up question. Why is there no malchus by the others? Meaning, despite the fact that it's avodah zarah, and you would have thought that maybe avodah zarah is different, still, you have to conform to the rules and regulations of malchus. So, lav shel klolis, there's no malchus. So, iba zoya, noide b'shmoy, v'amekayim b'shmoy, also shouldn't get malchus. Because, hani nabi lav she'im b'y maisa, you know? And you don't get malchus on a lav she'im b'y maisa. So, the Gemara says, for lav she'im b'y maisa, we could give zechen etza, ahuk Rabbi Yehuda. Because maybe this b'raisa is going to Rabbi Yehuda, the omer lav she'im b'y maisa, like, you know, tiny little into the b'raisa, loy say sirum, b'menu ad boiker, there's an iser noiser, ba, kosalitin, I say achal loy say. And what does it say after loy say sirum, b'menu ad boiker, va noiser, b'menu ad boiker, So why did Torah give the assay? Loi mash ein loikin olav. Rashi says the mashma says ze unchei alav she moisiru yisrafenu biyipotet. Rashi is giving us a little insight into how lav hanitik lasei works. Really, a whole sugya and perik elohin aloikin and mesechtes machis. But the bottom line is nois is a lav hanitik lasei. Mean that it's lav hanitik lasei. There's no malchus. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov says loi min Hashem muzeh. No, you want to know why there's no malchus by nois. Isr noiser, but for the lav of loisei siru, you don't have to come on to the fact that it's a lav shenit the glasei, but rather mishum the havali lav shein by meisa v'chol lav shein by meisa enot. Says the Gemara, what's the diik? Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that there's no malchus by loisei siru menu abayka because it's a lav shein by meisa. He said there's no malchus. Why? Because it's a lav shenit the glasei. Mechlal Rabbi Yehuda sava like you know. If I says Rabbi Yehuda holds that really you do get malchus for a lav shein by meisa, and for that reason he had to come on to a new reason. Why there's no malchus? Bottom line, there is a shittas Rabbi Yehuda who holds that you get malchus for a lav shein by meisa. So this memra of al kulam einoy loike chutz min hanoyder b'shmoy v'amakayim b'shmoy is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that you get malchus for a lav sheyesh by meisa. Either way, hanoyder b'shmoy v'amakayim b'shmoy hareza b'loisa say, and this next Gemara is a classic. Zok the Gemara, minolon, how do you know that a person is not allowed to make a neder, or that a person is not allowed to swear in the name of Avodah Zarah? Says the Gemara, the Tanya Tzabraisa, v'sheim elihim acherim, loisas kiru. We learn from there, shloyomer adam lechaveri, a person shouldn't tell his friend, shmor li betzad Avodah Zkechov and plainus. If he's making up to meet somebody, so you're looking for a maramakim, literally. Where are we going to meet? Says, you know, wait for me. You know, there's a big church on that street corner. Meet me over there. You know, let us say that. Lo yisham al picha. That's the next part of that pasuk. What does that teach me? Shlo yidar b'shmoy, v'shlo yikayim b'shmoy. Not just that. V'shlo yigrim la'acherim sheyidru b'shmoy. You're not allowed to cause other people to make a neder in the name of Avodah Zarah. V'yikayim b'shmoy, you cause other people to swear in the name of Avodah Zarah. Davaracha lo yisham al picha is azara l'meisis ulamadiach. It's an azara that person's not allowed to try to persuade someone else to be oved Avodah Zarah. Faith, the Gemara, meisis behed yiksev. Meisis, that's the ham. I'm a furish pasuk. Why do I need lo yisham al picha, this remez for meses? Meses is psukim in the Torah that talk a lot about meses. So the Gemara says, you're right. Right? V'chol yisrael yishmu v'yiro. El azar l'madiyach. Not, the azar is not for meses. What's the difference between meses and a madiyach? A meses is someone that causes a yachid to be oved avodah zarah. A madiyach is someone that causes a rabbim to be oved avodah zarah. So the bottom line is a pasuk. The pasuk says, uv'chol asher amarti aleichem tishomeru. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. V'sheim elihim acherim lo yisaskiru. Lo yisham al picha. From the shame elhim acherim lo yaskiru, we learn that a person shouldn't tell his friend, wait for me, don't use as a reference a base of a desire. As it relates to lo yisham al picha, the last part of the pasuk, that's what we learn, shlo yidar b'shmoy, and not only can you do it, you can't cause somebody else to do it either. Zok the Gemara. The prices say you're not allowed to call somebody to make an eder or a shvu in the name of Avodah Zarah. Say, hey, le labu adishmul. This is a raya. This supports something. Avodah Shmuel said, "Damar Avodah Shmuel." Also, ladam she asked a shutef for an eved kechav. A person is not allowed to be a shutef for an eved kechav. Why? Shemi yischayv shvu, because we're afraid that he may have to swear for him. The shutef, the eved kechavim, may be obligated in the context of the shutefis to swear. The nishba, and when he swears, he's going to swear in the name of a deity, but he's going to swear in the name of his deity. So it's going to come out that you caused this person to be nishba. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to do that. So from La Yishama Al Picha, it should therefore come out that it's also for a person to make a shutvas with a guy. That's all true if you hold that La Yishama Al Picha doesn't just mean that you yourself are not allowed to swear, but you can't cause somebody else to do it either. Or could be it's included in the etzem iser of lo yisham al picha. But bottom line says the Gemara misayele lavua dishmol. So before we go weiter, a few others. So Emma says we spoke a little bit about this last week. This iser also la adam sheyase shutvis in ma'ovet kechavim because we're afraid shemi yischayev lo shvuah and he's going to swear in azavay the zara v'atayra amro lo yisham al picha. The truth is it's brought down a shulchan aruch. It's an erechayim. Simin Kuf Nun Vav. The Mechaber over there says, the Yizor Melishtatif Makutim. A person has to be careful not to be a shutif for a guy. Shemi Yischayv Leishvua. Because it could be in the context of your shutfis, you're going to have to swear. Va'over Mishum Leisham Alpicha. You're going to be over Leisham Alpicha. Zakhtar Amor, V'yesh Makilim Basiyah Shutfis Makutim Bizmanazah. There are people that Bizmanazah they make. Mishum She'in Akutim Bizmanazah Nishbam Avodah Salila. Because the Kutim Bizmanazah, if they're going to swear, they're not really swearing in the name of Avodah Zar. Va'afal Gavdim Askirim Avodah Zar. Even though it's not true, the Kutim, and of course the Rama was referring to the Noitzrim. He was referring to the Christians. They're going to swear in the name of Avodah Zarah. They're going to swear in the name of Yeshaya Noitzri. Mikol Mokim Kavonosam Lo'isei Shemayim V'Arts. They're also having in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elo Shemishatfin Shem Shemayim V'Dabarach. What they're being guilty of is Shittuf. They believe Bereshis Baruch Lekim Esa Shemayim V'Sarah, but they're also being Meshatef. They're havolim. V'loi motzinu sheyesh bazeh mishum lifnei iver leisitei michshol darei eina muzarin ala shittav. It says the Rama, very famously, that it's not a problem. Why? Because the whole iser would be, if you're causing the guy to be over his iser, it's lifnei iver leisitei michshol digi iser. That's what lo yisham al picha is, when you're not the one who is saying the Shvuah, and being that they're Bnei Noach, and they're really having a mind on Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's just Shemeshatfin Shem Shemayim V'Dabar Acher, they're Emuzarin Al Hashitov. As a result, it's something you don't have to worry about. So at first glance, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, a Rechayim Yisim and Kufnun Vav, it would seem to be a Machlekes Mechaber Ramah, whether this Halacha of Avuah D'Shmul is something that's relevant Bizmanenu, or it's not relevant Bizmanenu. And we spoke out that, of course, this Machlekes Mechaber Ramah really traces itself back to a Machlekes Rishonim, Machlekes Ram, and the Bali Tosfos. The Rambam is in Hilchas Macholos Asuris Perik Yudal. The context over there is Yayin Nesach. With halacha is that Stam Yenom today, even though there's no real Yayin Nesach for the most part, certainly not in into the Kreisen, it's not something you have to worry about, right? If your goita touches your open bottle of wine, it didn't become real Yayin Nesach. These are all Gzeiris the Rabbanan. So halacha l'maisa, how does Yayin Nesach play itself out? So if an Oved Avodah Zarah touches the Yayin of Yisrael, so it becomes Aser Beshtia, and it becomes Aser Bahanah as well. The reason it's Aser Beshtia and Aser Bahanah is because real Yayin Nesach was Aser Bahanah. It's Fashteitzach, it's the Kravis Avodah Zarah. And being that this person that touched it is an Oved Avodah Zarah, so then there's already a Gzera that any time an Oved Avodah Zarah goes anywhere close, some people, even if they look at it, your wine, it's something that's off limits. But if the guy that touched it is not an Oved Avodah Zarah, then it's not as Chomer. It's Chomer, just like there's an issue with Pasakum maybe, and Cholovakum, etc., etc. So Stam Yenam is not any different than that, but at the same time, it won't be Aser Bahanah. It's not going to have the Chomer of Yayin Esach. So it'd be Aser B'Shtiyah, won't be Aser Bachil. So the Rambam, Halacha L'Maisa, in Hilchas Machalos, Asuris Perek Yidal, Halacha Zayin said, so what's the bottom line? Bizmanenu, if a guy walks into your house, touches the wine, is it only Aser B'Shtiyah, or is it only, it is also Aser Bahanah? Says the Rambam, it depends. If the person that touched it is a Yishma'eli, he's a Muslim, he's an Arab, so then the Yayin is going to be Aser B'Shtiyah, it's going to be Mutar Ba'anah. V'chein hayru kol ha-goyim, says the Rambam. Because the Yishma'elim are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Aval ha-noitzrim, says the Rambam, Oivdei Avodah Zarah, they're Oivdei Avodah Zarah, v'stam yeinam Aser Ba'anah. Stating that, Tosfos and Mesechtas Becheres Daf Beis, and Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Daf Beis, both say not that way. Tosfos and Becheres is talking about this halacha of Avuah D'Shmul. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah was talking about Mesechtas Avodah Zarah, and Tosfos in both places says that us who live in a Christian world back in the day, we don't have to be worried about these halachas, because the Noitzrim v'Zmanenu were not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Why not? Because although they believed in Yeshaya Noitzri, which in and of itself is Avodah Zarah, but they also believe Bereishis Bara Elokimus, Hashamayim V'Zarez. So what they believe essentially in is Shituf, and Shituf is something that is not Asur. So last week we spoke out the groundbreaking tshuva of the Noi Debi Yehuda, where the Noi Debi Yehuda said that he believes that the world makes a tremendous tois in their understanding in the Ramah, which really traces itself back to their understanding of Tosfos. The Velt thinks that the Ramah said that a Ben Noach is not Muzer on Shituf, so when a Ben Noach is a Noitri and he worships his Inyan, he's not being Avodah Zarah. Chalila to think that way. And he says, I'll prove it to you, because the Gemara says that Kol Avodah Zarah, Shebezin Shal Yisroel Memisin Olea, Ben Noach Muzer Olea. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. It was last Sunday's Daf. So any Avodah Zarah that Bezdin Shal Yisroel would give Misas Bezdin for, a Benoich is Muzer. Shituf is something that Yechai Misas Bezdin. Zoyveach Lelehim Yochrom. And that's the Makar to Shituf. So if Bezdin Shal Yisroel Mamisan Alel, it's Pasha that a Benoich has to be Muzer. What then, says the Noi Debi Yehuda, did the Ramah mean? The Ramah wasn't talking about a Benoich that was doing Avodah Zarah. What's the issue? If you're going to be a Shutuf for the guy may swear. If he swears, he's going to swear in the name of his Avodah Zarah, he's going to be over the Isser, lo yishal malpicha, and it's a Gemara. Hanoide b'shmoy, v'amakayim b'shmoy, you're over an Isser. Zokt, the Noide b'Yehuda, it's regarding that Isser, the Isser of lo yishal malpicha, that the Ramah said a Chiddush, and that is that if a guy swears in the name of Avodah Zarah, but he also is being masked the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he's being over lo yishal malpicha, ba'ofen shituf, over there, Ben Noach is not Muzer on Shituf. But as it relates to the Etzim Avodah Zarah, Avada of Noitzri is an Oved Avodah Zarah. So is a Ben Noach Muzer on Shituf? It depends. With regards to the Iker Avodah Zarah, to worship something, even though you're also worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Avodah Zarah. There's nothing to talk about. So from that standpoint, the Noitzrim are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Like the Rambam says, there's no question, they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah. As it relates to the Isser of Le'isha Malpicha, which is a very specific Isser, where V'shem Elohim Acherim Le'yaskiru, Lo Yisham Al Picha, that Isser is only if you're only being masked the shame of Avodah Zarah. But if you're being masked the shame of a Kadosh Baruch, you're just being Meshatif and Avodah Zarah with it. Over there, there's this idea that Ben Noach is not Muzer and Shituf. Over there, it's going to be different. But the emes is that if you look at the tshuva, the Noi Debi Yehuda, the comment that he made, and of course, as mentioned, this is something that's quoted by all the poskim, and it's very, very important, halacha lemaisa, but it was said in response to a harifos diga kasha that the shoyal asked. Now, the kasha is a little bit off topic, but the truth is, it relates to a gemara that we learned on Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph, and it's a fest, the kasha, the value is the kasha, and sometimes a kasha is just, it's not even the teretz, it's just the kasha is gishmak. So this is a classic example of that. The shoyal was discussing the halacha of Shliach Udvar Aveira. And it's really just based on a sugi mesechtes bava mitzir daf yudam at beis. The Gemara over there is discussing chotzim mishum yad. You see, it's relevant. The oy chotzim mishum shlichos. So the Gemara says, how can you tell me chotzim mishum shlichos? A fest the kasha. We know it says him he matzei timatzei hageneva biyodai. And we learn from there, mimatzei timatzei, that if somebody steals, even with his chatzar, something falls into his chatzar, and he's very happy that it's in his chatzar, he can become a ganav al yedei chatzar. Frank the Gemara kasha. Bishleim of chatzis mishum yad. I have no problem. But if chatz is mishum shlichos, l'chura, how could you steal al yedei chatzar in shlichot varaveira? So the Gemara says two terutzim. Amr Ravina, Ravina said, heicha amrinon de ein shlichot varaveira, heicha de shlich bar chiyuvahu. When do you say ein shlichot varaveira? That's only if the shlich himself is a bar chiyuvah. Aval bechatzar, the lav bar chiyuvahu, but a chatzar himself is not a bar chiyuvah, mechayiv sholchay, over there, there's not going to be a loch of ein shlichot varaveira. Says Rashi why. Because the whole yisoid of ein shlichot varaveira is predicated on divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishayim. So that's something you only have if the shlich is a bar chiyuvah. But if the shlich is not a bar chiyuvah, you're not going to have it. Another Gemara says, a different territory. Sama omar, heicha minan ein shlichot varaveira, heicha di boi ovid vi boi lo yovid. If the shliach has bechira, he has free will. Aval chatzar, the bal kurchei, moisaba, is something that happens by Korchei Mechayev Sholchan. Either way, the Shoyl, hold on, Eidabi Yehuda, I have a riot to Ravina. I have a riot, Ravina's right. That the only time you say Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira is if the Shliach himself is a Bar Chiyuva. But if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, you don't say Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira. What was his riot? From a Gemara, in the Sechtes Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Another classic, classic Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rab. Yisrael Shezok Avavena Lishachas. If a Yid took a Levena, a brick, and he wanted to bow down to this brick. But before he had a chance to do anything, a guy came and he bowed down to it. The halach is asra. It becomes asabana. Now, ordinarily, the rule is, so even though if something was worshipped, it becomes asabana, but Reuven can't walk into Shimon's house, worship his thing, and now Shimon's thing is going to be asa to Shimon. Doesn't work that way. But over here, what happened was the Yisrael was zokaf levena l'shachav isla. He set it up. He set the table. He himself never had a chance to be mishdachav. A guy came mishdachav ala asra. Zok the Gemara. We know in the asra Amar Rabbi Laza ketchila shaleret. You've heard this Gemara many times, but now you're getting the whole context. Ketchila shaleret Yisrael. Damer Achmano. It says v'asherem tishuv meish. Hashem told the Yidden when you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to take all the asheris and you have to burn. Freak the Gemara Mechti. I don't understand. Yerusha, he may have say. We know that Eretz Yisrael already belonged to Klal Yisrael. Hashem gave it to Avram Avinu. So the Ein Adam Oysa Dov Hashem Nishalai. So how in the world could that Sheris that the Yidden found when they entered Eretz Yisrael have been Asabana? Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Yidden. That means the Knanim that worshipped those Asheris were being Oysa Dov Hashem Nishalai. The rule is Ein Adam Oysa Dov Hashem Nishalai. Zok the Gemara, I'm skipping. Ella, you have to say that Mida Polchu Yisrael Ego, that being that the Yidden worshipped the Ego, Golu Adatayu Denichulu Bavidus Kechavim. They showed that they had a geshmak in Avodah Zarah. It was something that they were okay with. It's the equivalent of Yisrael Shezok Aflevena. They're fine with Avodah Zarah. V'chi asu oiv de kechavim. So when the goyim came, shlichuse dedu avdi. They were acting as shluchim of the Yidden, and that's why it became aser ba'ana. Zok de gemara. Said Rabbi Yudah Merah. Halchanam, Yisrael Shezok Aflevena. When Yisrael Shezok Aflevena, gal yedaiti den yichalei v'vodah zarah. When the guy comes and he bows down, shlichusa di dei kavod. He's being a shlich. Befreit the Gemara, the Dilma be'egel who den yichalu b'midah achrin olay. How do you know the Yidden? Because they served the egel and meant that they wanted all the avodah zarah. Amakra, yeah. Our Gemara, eila lehechi Yisrael. Melameid she'ivu le'loyhus harbe. You see, they wanted many avodah zarah. Al kaponim, that's the Gemara over here. So show you last night of Yehuda. So it comes out that the reason that sheiros were tisra from the age, the reason the Yidden, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they had to get rid of everything there, was because there was this assumption that the Yidden were nichalu. As a result, when the guy bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, he was acting as a shliach of Klal Yisrael, and it was based on shlichus. So he said, shlichus? Avodah Zarah? What happened to ein shlich l'dvar avera? This is, I'm going to tell you the pshat. The pshat is that the emes is that I have a pel over here. How could you tell me that because the Yidden worshipped the eagle, it means they were nichaluf avodah zarah? Rashi says in Sanhedrin daf samach gimel amid aleph to explain acherim that the vav shebalucha comes to teach us that when the Yidden worshipped the eagle, they believed in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They believed in Noichi Hashem Alekecha. It was shitov. They also believed Eila Lehechi Yisrael Asher Alucha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. So it comes that the Yidden were never nicha to do real cold-blooded avodah zarah. All they were ever nichshol was shitov. So how can you tell me this is Yisrael Shazak of Levena? Because the Yidden worshipped the eagle. The eagle was shitov. Vas shirem tisifum be'ish at first glance was real. That was real avodah zarah. So the Shoyal said, you have to say that Mistama, the Avodah Zarah, that the Goyim did with the Asheris, was also Shitov. And being that the Yidden already showed Nichusa for Shitov, so now already they could be acting as Shluchim. Oy Bazoi, he said it's not a Kasha. Because the Benoyach is not Muzer on Shitov. If a Benoyach is not Muzer on Shitov, so it comes out the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva. Oh, if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, Memele, there's no ancient Shliach of Bar Aver. This was the Shoyal's Kasha to Noy de Behuda. And it was in response to this that the Noy de Behuda told the Shoyal, I don't know where you got this from. You're making a Hanocha that a Benoyach is not Muzer on Shitov, Avad is Muzer on Shitov. And he writes, he said he looked in Shnei HaTalmudim, Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, and that goddess and the Rishonim. He said, he looked everywhere. He said, I didn't find anything. He says, you probably mean the Ramah. Of course, before it's Ramah. Oh, you meant Taisus? Nah, you made a mistake. Taisus never meant that an Oyved Avodah Zarah is not Muzer and Shitov. Avad is Muzer and Shitov. Lo Yisham al Pichod is no Isser if there's Shitov. But Avad is going to be Shitov. The Maestro, there's another big Kasha on that Gemara. The Kasha is that the Stamas ain't no Shlichos by a guy. There's not no shlichus by a guy. So you're ain't shlichus by a vera. Typically, there's no shlichus by atem ga atem. Oh, so the machna frayim asks the machna from. I agree, but the gemara says shlichus at the end of the day. So the machna frayim asks the kasha, and you know what the machna frayim says? He stells su some of our favorite rave. Hashtag MGFLC. He tells you some of our favorite raid, the Masses Binyamin, where the Masses Binyamin said, my good friend Levi Chelsky, he tells you the Masses Binyamin, where the Masses Binyamin said that the only time there's no shlichus by a guy, that's only if the Meshaleach's a Yid and the Shlich's a guy. But if the Meshaleach's a guy and the Shlich is a guy, then there's no problem of shlichus by a guy. Because what's the whole makar? Atem gam atem. Ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. It just means that the Meshaleach and the Shlich have to be the same. So if the Meshaleach is Yisrael and the Shlich is a Ben Noyach, it doesn't work. But what if the Meshalech is a Ben Noyach, like the Yidden war before, not the Torah? So this is already totally 900 different pieces of raid. The bottom line is, that's that order. But it's just Kedai, again, just to point out one thing, that this is all in the Ramah, and this is all in Tosfos, that the Ramah seems to be saying that the Noitzrim were not viewed in Halach as Oivdei Avodah Zarah. But as it relates to the Shitas HaMechaber, the Mechaber follows the Rambam, and there's no question in the Rambam, there's no ambiguity in the Rambam. The Rambam clearly says the Noitzrim Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and as it relates to Stam Yenam, it's going to be Aser Bahana as well. And it's, I guess, in that vein that I saw a tshuva from Chacham Ovadia, in Yechavedas, it's in Chelik Dalet Simen Memhei. Ha'im Mutal Yehudi Levaker B'Knesia Shal Noitzrim. So is a Yid allowed to enter a church? That's the Shiloh. So I'll read you just one Lashon HaRambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, and then we'll finish the daf. The Rambam says as follows. It's in Perik Aleph in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Kol ir ha'shayeches l'uma min uma yisa'olam Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Listen to this. Any city that belongs technically to the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, entire Europe, right? V'yesh lehem b'toicha beis tefillah. And there's a beis tefillah, or beis tefillah, shehu beis avodah zarah. Meikar adin ha'yitzarich lesser lado ba'isayir. Meikar adin, the Rambam says it should be osur to live in such a city. Avo ba'avine seino anu anusim ba'al karchenu lishkein ba'artzoisam shal ovdei avodah zarah. He says, unfortunately, we're anusim, and we have no choice. It's being Niskayim that on some level we have a Shaykhis to Avodah Zarah. Because the bottom line is that living in a city with Ovdei Avodah Zarah is in and of itself on some level Avodah Zarah. It says, Malachi can't live in a city where there's a base of Avodah Zarah. Kalva Chaymel, a base of Avodah Zarah. Atzma, you're certainly not allowed to enter a base of Avodah Zarah. She'osa lanu kemat afilu l'roysai. It's a Lashon HaRambam. It's kemat even also to look at it. U'mikoshkein she'osa bevad. So this is the opening remark that Rabbi Avadia brings here in his tshuva, and he says at the end, Sikum hadavar borer sha'aser behechlet levaker b'knesia shel noitzrim. Va'al madrichei tayores, the people that arrange tours, v'yishomer u'lizor ma'oy lebal yikoshlu v'leyachshilu yehudim ha'mevakrim b'yisrael levilom al knesia yis ha'noitzrim she'esh b'zeh isim yishum v'lifnei v'leysitei michshol u'leshoymim yinam v'aleim tovi berchus ha'toy. And again, this is all Rabbi Avadia is following the Shittas HaRambam. As it relates to the Ashkenazim who follow the Ramah, it's a little more complicated because there is a Ramah, but l'maisa the Noidi B'Yehuda and even the Pesachei Tshuva that we spoke at last week who took, he wasn't masking to what the Nei Yehuda said in the Ramah, but he brings that many Poskim al Kapanim don't agree with the Ramah's Psak Halacha. So the bottom line is, that's just a little bit of a tam of as it relates to some of the Halacha L'maisa B'zman HaZeh. So the Gemara Vayter, Ki Asa Ula came Bas Bekal Naboy. He slept in the city Kal Naboy. Amalei Rava, it's the next day, Ula meets Rava, and Rava tells him, Heicha Basmar, Mar, Ula, where did you sleep last night? Amalei, Bekalnabai. I slept in Kalnabai. Amalevi told him, Nu, how could you say that out of your mouth? You're not allowed to mention Kalnabai. I guess Kalnabai was an Avodah Zarah. Amalevi, he told him, I'm going to tell you what I heard from Rabbi Yechanan. Kol Avodah Zarah maksuva b'Torah, muta lehaskir shma. Any Avodah Zarah that the Torah mentions, we're allowed to mention. Where does it say Kalnabai? So he told him, it says, Kora Baal, Koyres Nivai. Nevoi, that's from Kalnabai. The Eloi Ksiva, Loi Feit Gemara. And if the Avodah Zarah is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah, now let us say it. If there was a Zav, and a Zav had one Riyah that lasted the amount of time that it takes to have three Riyahs. So a Zav, Baal Sholosh Riyahs has a special place in the laws of Zav. Has to bring a carbon, has a more complicated Seder HaTahira. So Roh Achas Merubah Kisholosh, he can Megidya in Lashiloi. So what's the length of Meruba Kishalish, it's the amount of time that it takes to go from Megidyoin to Shiloh. Shein Shnei Tfilz, Shnei Tfilz, the amount of time it takes to Tovel twice and to dry yourself twice. Harezer Zav Gomor. What's the problem? The problem is Megidyoin was a base of, was an Avodah Zarah. So how you allowed to mention Megidyoin? Amar Avinu, God Nami, Michta Ksiv, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ha'orchim Lagad Shulchan. God was an Avodah Zarah that's mentioned about, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. So it is an Avodah Zarah that's ksuva b'atayr. If it's ksuva b'atayr, you don't have to worry about it. Amar Rav Nachman said, Kol leitznusa asira, chutz mi leitznusa d'avodas kechavim. So all it's on is asir. Now let it be a let's, with the exception of when it comes to Avodah Zarah. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, kara beil kuris navai, that's the pasuk that we just mentioned, karsu karu yachtav leyachlu malit masa. The gist of it is, the pasuk is describing how the Avodah Zarah is trying to go to the bathroom and is having a very hard time, and all of a sudden it all comes out as a shine height. So the bottom line is, that's the context over there. V'ksiv, another pasuk, dibru le'eglois beis oven yoguru shchan shoimrem ki oval olav amayu chamorav olav yogilu al kvoidi ki golem imenu atikru kvoidi al kvoidi. Seems that the priests are very happy because the Avodah Zarah was finally able to get rid of this load that it was having a hard time getting rid of. It was constipated and it was trying to go to the bathroom, and it finally got rid of it. So this is Litznusa d'Avodah Zarah, that's mutter. I once heard from Akiva Tatz, he said that it's interesting that both litzonis that are mentioned by the Gemara are related to going to the bathroom. And he had this brilliant shir that he gave, how Avodah Zarah is associated with that inyan. The Gemara says that when Unklas Hager called down, he calls down Yeshaya Noitzri, he asked him, what's your punishment in the next world? So he told him, Nidam Bitsoyer Roisachas. And he said, really, that's Shem Elihim Acherim. Acherim is from the other side. Bottom line is, beyond my pay grade. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, my dichsev, va'ata yoisifu lachtoi, va'yasu lehem asecha mikaspam, kisvunam atzavim. My kisvunam atzavim, what does that mean? Malamid is coming to teach us. Shekol echad echad osad mus yirosai. Every person had a tzelem. He would keep it in his pocket, on his belt. When he remembered it, he would take it out of his chek. And the point was, that they weren't just happy having an Avodah Zarah in their house. They wanted it to be with them, carry with them at all times. So we'll leave this for the pulpit rabbis to. My zoifche adam agolum yishokin. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Tevei Rabbam. Show you Mesharsi Avodah Zkechov and Noisa in the name of Bali moment. You know what? Let's just speak out one ha'ara and we'll stop here. We'll conclude with this. It's getting late. The Rav's starting to speak. So just one ha'ara. And that is, so we mentioned over here a halacha of the Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yaskira. What do we learn from this? Lo Yoimar Adam Lechaveroi Shmar Li Betzad Avodas Kechavim Ployness. Rabbi Yaakov Bienenfeld showed me a beautiful Maramakim. The Das Kein in Bali Toysris. The Das Kein in Bali Toysris asks that there's a pasuk in Parshas Beshalach. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer. Dabar al Bnei Yisrael v'yoshuvu v'yachanu lifnei piachirois bein migdol ubein hayom lifnei bal tzafoin nichachoy sachanu al hayom. So Hashem is telling the Yidden where they should go. Tell Moshe. Go tell the Yidden where should they be. They should be lifnei piachirois. Zok Rashi, what was the Fnei Bal Tzafoin? I'm sorry. What was Bal Tzafoin? Who Nisha Mikol Alehei Mitzrayim? This was the only surviving idol from the Mitzrayim. And the reason he wanted them to see it was they should get a little bit confused. But the bottom line is that the Torah mentions over here that where should the Yidden be? They should be the Fnei Bal Tzafoin. Freaked. Toisvis, there's a daske in a valley toisvis. Tamal a Rabbi Yehuda, hecham aloi. Sheyachan while I yom lefne bal tzvoim. Hamrinon, Sanhedrin. Also, the Adam loim lechaveir, hamtem li betzad avay de zoro ployness. Right? Says Tzorachim. Zevali nere, says the Bali Toisvis, that it could be that it's true there's an Isser of Lois Askiru, but that's only for us, for a person to go mention the name of Avodah Zarah. That's something that's awesome. That's something we're not allowed to do. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu Loi. For Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no such esser. Sharei Matzino Shakodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev V'Donas Kol Oilam Afilu B'Shabbos. Because yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu judges the world on Shabbos. V'Afilu B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. Even a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Ah, Yafal Pishal Yisrael Oser. It's a Gemara. Loi Don. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Beya. The Flamed Vav. You're not allowed to judge someone on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Bezin can't convene on Shabbos and Yontif. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed to convene on Shabbos and Yontif? Says Toisvis, Muzayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to keep Torah mitzvahs. We have to keep Torah mitzvahs. But it doesn't necessarily mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to keep Torah mitzvahs. So for that reason, that Enochinami, for us to have said, Lifnei Bal Tzafoin would have been a problem. But for Hashem to say Lifnei Bal Tzafoin, it wouldn't be a problem. So just one thought, and that is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. Baruch Hu davens every day. How do you know Hashem davens every day? Because the pasuk says, "Vaviyosim alar kotzi, v'simachte beveis tefilasi, beveis tefila loy nemar, ela beveis tefilasi." It's coming to teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. By the way, what's the end of the pasuk? They say him as of chem l'ratzin al mizbechi ki beisi beis tefila yikari l'chol am. Rav Moshe mentions that in the tshuva that we spoke out last week, that you see that even a ben noyach has shaychus to tefila, and when he's in a sorry as a chiyuv de reisim mitzadus chivus amuna to daven, because ki beisi beis tefila yikari l'chol am. So he says, don't make machnish avek when a benoyach davens, because Hashem says ki beisi beis tefila yikari, not just for the yidden, but beis tefila yikari l'chol am. But either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens, because it says v'si machtem beis tefilosis. I once heard from Reb Shmuel Yankiv, he said, what's Hashem's tefila? What's the tefila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens? So he said over a Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's the Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis. Malamech and Masechtas HaKadosh Baruch Hu betalus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talus like a shliach tzibur. The Heroloi L'Moshe say their tefila. Amalai, he told him, Kol Zman Sheyisrael Chaitim Yasu Lefana Kezeder Azeh. Say Hashem, Hashem, Keol Rachum Vechan and Erech Hapayim. You know what Hashem's tefila is? Hashem's tefila is the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. And he said, that's the tifkait in Malamech. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillah. This is the base tefillosi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's tefillah is the Yud Gimel Midoy. So he said, could be that pshat. Omer Rav Yehuda, bris krusa l'yud gimel midoy she'en an chayzu yisreika. That there's a bris krusa, that when a yid says the yud gimel midoy, we're about to start slichos, that when a yid says the yud gimel midoy is a bris she'en an chayzu yisreika. A bris is a special bond. It's a covenant. We have a special bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this tefillah of the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. Hashem davens, and Hashem's tefillah is the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. When we daven and we say the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, we're connecting, we're attaching ourselves to this special bris. Mahu Rachim, very good. To this special bris, that's a special covenant, and that's why there's a special promise. She'inun Chayzus Reikon.